You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Happy Friday and welcome to Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael. Thank you so much. As you know, last week we started our interview with Bhante Sujatha, the love and kindness monk from the Blue Lotus Temple in Woodstock. And we were talking about mindfulness and how it's just a skill you learn with experience. And we want to pick back up where we left off from last week. Yeah.
Right after you get that. You know, otherwise, when people are trying, reading the books and trying to practice mindfulness, it doesn't work that way.
I think experience is the best teacher at the end of the day, right?
Right.
It's what you learn. And when you fail, you mark it down, right? And then you say, okay, I won't fail on it again.
Right, exactly. You know, I'm always telling slowly, slowly is holy. And so people has to do it slowly. You know, here in the United States, there is a fast-paced culture. They want to do everything quick, you know.
Right.
So we cannot do that. You cannot get the peacefulness within 1 minute. No, you have to work hard. It's a process.
Yeah. And I think, that's one of the problems. I think you kind of just said that. One of the problems is no one wants to take time to do the process, either because A, they're impatient, or B,
right. They
physically feel like they have no time. I guess the question is, how do you start? How do you find the time? How do you make the time?
Because I think I'm not believing that, Michael. Because, when people say...
I'm starting to learn it's not true.
Yeah. So people say they don't have time. Do you have time to eat? You have time to take a shower? You have time to go to the washroom. You have time to brush your teeth. You have time. But the problem is you are not managing your time. And also, other thing I experience is so funny, people enjoy suffering. So people enjoy suffering. Yeah. So therefore, when people say, I don't have time, that's actually a lie. Sorry to use that word. People lie. Mm-hmm. I don't have time. That means they don't want to be better. They don't want to be peaceful. So, when you are going through all the problems, they can talk, they can, get attention. So when you are working on yourself, you are by yourself. Sometimes people don't like that too.
Oh, no. So, I think, that's someone close to me once said, oh, you want to do yoga?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's selfish. Because everyone I've met that does yoga is selfish. All they care about is themselves.
Of course. Put your oxygen mask first before you assist other person. That's what Buddha said 2,600 years ago. Now they are using that technique in the airplane, right?
Exactly.
And so without putting your oxygen mask, how you are going to help other people?
Oh, you may not be able to because you'll run out of oxygen and you could possibly run out of oxygen faster.
Yeah, exactly. So therefore, I'm always believing when I come to my spiritual journey, I'm so selfish. So why I'm so selfish? I want to help the world.
So are you saying that it's okay to be selfish for yourself?
Yes. When you come to your spiritual journey, be selfish.
But outside of
that, selfless. After you become selfish, then you become selfless.
I love that.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean like, okay, I'm going to be selfish. I'm going to, we'll talk about back in COVID.
Right.
I'm going to go take all the toilet paper for myself.
Right.
I'm going to go
selfish.
Yes.
That's selfish.
That's not good selfish.
Yeah.
So there's good selfish and bad selfish.
Selfish, yeah. So, we can use different ways. Yeah.
So it's okay to be selfish.
Sometimes. Oh, yeah, it's okay. That depends what direction you're going in that journey.
One of the things, and I've experienced this in my life, I know other people have, when you start to go on a spiritual journey, mm-hmm. when you start to really get in tune with what your body needs,
right. Whether
it needs something physically, whether it needs something mentally, spiritually, when you start taking that step and start doing those things, people around you do not like it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So one thing I want to tell you, Michael, when you are in this spiritual journey, remember you are by yourself. Nobody, appreciating that. Some people do, but most of people think we are crazy. So, when we are meditating, don't show them I'm meditating. Or if somebody asks that question, please talk about it. If not, no need to talk about it. So you are doing this meditation for yourself,
right?
Not for other people. But if anybody interested to talk about and learn about it, we can talk about it. Otherwise, no need to.
I think that was a talk that you had recently. You said, do the Dharma, but don't share the Dharma.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Because, when we are practicing meditation, when you come to this spiritual journey, the biggest distraction will come to us. I want to share with these other people. That's the distraction for you. Right after you get distracted by that, then you stop your practice. Why you try to go and serve the world?
Because at that point, it's becoming more of like you're trying to market something that's helping you
exactly.
rather than working on
you. So anytime, if you are in this journey, if you have that experience, I really want to give it to the world, that means, I call the evil power is already took you over. So that means, be careful, don't worry about my words. That means you are going the opposite direction. So when I was a young monk, when I had that feeling, I want to go and, you know, be in front of people and share, my teacher always controlled me. That time I didn't like it. Now I totally understand why he did that. Because that means I'm not taking care of myself, but I will go and try to help the world. It doesn't work that way.
So in other words, in order to, and it's kind of, I think, the whole thing about the cup.
Right.
About the empty cup. If mm-hmm. you're giving everyone a piece of your cup,
right.
there may be nothing left for you.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so.
It's, I guess the thing about mindfulness for me is it feels so difficult to do,
mm-hmm.
but yet it is so simple.
Yeah, it is so difficult. If you think it is difficult, yes, it is difficult. So if you think it is easy, day by day, little by little, I'm telling you, guarantee, if you really work on it, and it will work out. Otherwise, I quit. Because because I have seen it. You know, I have seen how much I changed myself being a monk last 40 plus years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really working. You know, there is no any other option to find that inner contentment.
Do you ever get angry?
Once in a while, you know, moments, you know, I don't want to lie, you know, once in a while, disappointment. You know, anger has many different versions. You know, I'm disappointed, I dislike.
Anger is also an emotion.
Right, exactly, emotions.
You can't get away
from
it,
right?
So when
I say I don't like it, it's a subtle anger there, right? I'm not angry, but I'm disappointed. Subtle mm-hmm. anger is there. So that means we get that, but not wrath or furious or something like that. No.
So then we go back to what we talked about earlier, how we don't want to say analyze because that's a bad word.
Right.
We contemplate what we're angry about.
Right.
We take a look at what.
Right.
We kind of mush it up and right. then we move
yeah,
on.
Move on. That's it. Very simple. And also people think, oh, I had to meditate. I had to sit 1 hour cross-legged. No, no need to do that. So, you know, when we are sitting on the meditation cushion, that's not real meditation, Michael. It is the time we are training ourselves.
Right.
The training and practice is totally two different things. So right after you get up from the cushion and get into the car and driving home, that is the time you are practicing. Somebody cut you off. That is the time you are practicing patience, mindfulness, acceptance, letting go, and everything is there in
right.
that moment. So if you lose those things in that moment, that means you lost your meditation practice.
I talked about that a couple of weeks ago, actually, mm-hmm. when you talked about being cut off, because
right.
I brought that up. I talked about you can take the incident as a lesson.
Yeah.
Or you can take the incident
as a
moment where you got really
right,
mad,
right, right.
and then you drove by him, you uh-huh. gave him the finger.
Uh-huh.
And I also stated, you never know what that person's going through. There's a
right.
very good chance
right.
when he cut you off, he might be late to his job.
Right.
Or maybe his kid is getting
exactly.
sick at school.
Yeah.
Or
right. maybe he's running to the hospital.
Or maybe he just had a bad day.
Right.
He's just a big jerk. But,
yeah.
you know, and I think, you know, I see that, and I've done this myself.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, I'm very young in my spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm.
I've been at this, you know, for a few years, but I think I really started to unlock doors a year ago. And I think it was when certain things in my life happened that kind of forced me to really take a look at myself
mm-hmm.
mentally and spiritually and how I was living.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the biggest problems, and you might agree with me on this, we react so quickly to what other people think of us.
Right, exactly. For me, if I'm not harming to myself, if I'm not harming to other people, whatever other people say or talk about myself, I don't even care. You know,
right.
but don't misunderstand my word when I say I don't care. I just ignore it. Because who can judge about my own life? I'm the best judgment I can make about myself.
Right.
So therefore, I'm always okay to listen to other people, what they think and suggestion. I'm totally fine to listen to that. It doesn't mean I have to do everything.
Right.
So when I'm listening to those people, there's some good suggestions too. But some suggestion I cannot do. And I don't have that capability or capacity to do it. So therefore, don't give power to other people. Keep the power within yourself.
For the most part, every time I've come to one of your talks, you really, once again, it sounds difficult, but you make it really simple. Everything
yeah.
is like simple. Like I remember the first time I asked you, I sat here, I told you my story. I must have talked for like 20 minutes.
Right.
And you just sat there real patient, just like, And you were like listening. And then at the end of it, you said, you have to learn mindfulness. And it was just, that was it.
Right.
And I was like, that's all you got out of 20 minutes of me talking? And you're like, yes, because that's what it is.
Right.
And you explained, do you ever, when you do your talks, ever get people that get frustrated at your message and like, they say to you, well, what are you talking about? What do you mean it's that easy? Do people like misunderstand? And
actually, Michael, it's a very interesting question you ask. You know, I never had that experience with people. So even people feel, oh my God, it's a lot of work to do or difficult to do or something like that, they get it. They get it. Some people say, oh, it's difficult for me to do, but they just walk away. Then after a few months later, they will come back. And so I know, because that's why I said I'm not giving like a lecture,
a sermon.
I'm
right.
not. I'm sharing my heart because people cannot complain about my heart, right?
Right?
So I'm always giving some practical approach, how I did myself. So actually, last 21 years running the Blue Lotus Temple, I don't know how many thousands of people I changed. Because of my own journey. So more than I'm teaching to people, I took care of myself.
Right.
I smiled to people. I was compassionate to people. I was listening to people. So that's my practice. That's my meditation. So when you come to me and sit in front of me and when you are talking about your story and your frustration and difficulties, I was just listening. Just listening is my practice. That's my meditation. I was did meditation with you.
Every time I talk to you, my mind gets blown, I swear to God. So what I would like to ask is just people always end up coming back, like you said, because I remember you've told me stories that you'll tell someone and they'll be like, okay, well, I'm leaving.
Right.
And then they'll come back the next day.
Right, exactly.
You've always. As far as you go, there's something else I wanted to bring up that you brought up at one of your talks. You said, I'm in a lot of pain right now.
Right, right.
I guess you're having some kind of issues going on with your back.
Yeah.
How do you still maintain the smiling, the happy attitude? How does one learn how to block that pain out?
Yeah, because I'm always believing suffering is optional. And so pain and challenges are part of life. So
even physical pain.
Even physical pain. You know, every condition, things are subject to change. So I know that teaching. I don't like pain, but I don't have options. So I try to manage. I try to, if I have to take some medication, I will do all those things. But I know, you know, even one doctor said, when you come to the hospital, don't smile. Right? You know, it's so funny. We misunderstand. So now when I go to the hospital, I try to not to smile because doctor was laughing with me and said, don't smile when you come to the hospital. We misunderstand you. And, you know, even, you know, you have a little pain, show the pain to us. So it's very important. So, you know, sometimes that's the world.
So next time you go to the hospital, you have to look like, you have to look mad. You have to look upset.
Right,
you have
right.
You have to be like, ow, I'm in so much pain.
Right, exactly.
You can't just be like, hi, how are you today?
Right, yeah. So,
so Bhante Sujatha, the loving kindness monk, you can see him. Well, you can't always see him because you never know where he's going to be. You have to be very nimble and quick and follow him.
Right.
But sometimes you can catch him on Saturdays at 10 a.m. at the Blue Lotus Temple doing Dharma talks. Sometimes he just might be hanging around. Otherwise, he might be in some other part of the world talking to someone else. Do you have any events coming up that you can share with us?
So what I'm asking, you know, the community who is listening to us, you know, if you really want to know our events, you can follow the Blue Lotus Temple website, bluelotustemple.org. Or if you want to know about what I am doing in the world, you can go to my website, bhantesujatha.org. About those Choose Loving Kindness events and activities and t-shirts and my mother's project, all those things, if you go to the website, you know, I have a really great team doing all work and supporting me, and you can follow the websites.
You know, I would like to point out something about your website, something that you offer that I believe is a real great resource for people. You have a mailer that goes out every day.
Yeah, morning
it's your
coffee.
Morning coffee.
Yeah, morning coffee wisdom with Bhante Sujata. Like over 15,000 people now every morning get that message.
I'm one of them.
It's not it's not a long reading. It's very short
exactly.
message, thought for the day.
Exactly. So, yeah. I mean, I would just, I would say anyone that wants to learn mindfulness, that is a good place just to give you a little nugget every day to start off, because there's always a message. And once again, like I said, the message is really simple. Just don't overthink it.
Right.
And I mean, that's a problem I've had with my whole life. I overthink things.
Right.
People overthink all the
mm-hmm.
time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in yoga practice when you start trying to hit a pose and you're like, well, what if I do it this way? It's like, dude, just do the pose. Don't overthink it.
Right, you know?
And it's, I just, sometimes I think thinking is the biggest enemy.
Right, exactly.
I mean,
too much thinking.
Yeah, I think you have to think sometimes.
Right, thinking is good. How you think. If you are thinking mindlessly, so that's the problem. If you are thinking mindfully, thinking and gaining wisdom, that's another, you know, the Buddhist wisdom, Buddha said, thinking and gaining wisdom, listening and gaining wisdom, meditating and gaining wisdom. So listening is one of the big meditation practice.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, what I'm asking people, if you really want to learn the mindfulness and introspection, please come to the temple. I will help you. Other monks will help you. And so my real message, if you really want to learn about mindfulness, please learn how to love yourself first.
And that takes some time,
right.
But it can be done.
Yes, little by little.
It can be done. Yeah. I'm living proof.
Thank you.
Bhante Sujata, thank you so much for coming
on
the show today. Once again, Blue Lotus Temple, downtown Woodstock. Stop over there if you get a chance. BlueLotus.com?
BlueLotusTemple.org.
BlueLotusTemple.org. Thank you so much for joining us today, Bhante. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Michael, for your loving me.
Trip with me to future world. And if you're running through your life and you don't know what the sense is, come and look how it could be in future world. We all live in happiness, our life is full of joy. We say the word tomorrow without fear. You say you'd like to stay, but this is not your time. Go back, find your own way to future world. Life can be for living, just try. Future world.
And that was a banger. It would be so great if we could live in a world full of happiness. And I believe if people would listen to people like Bhante Sujatha, the loving kindness monk, we probably would live in a happier world and the future would be brighter. And I'd like to thank him so much for coming on the show today. He's a very busy guy. I mean, you follow him around, man. He's all over the world doing things, talking to people, doing retreats, giving talks, teaching people meditation, love and kindness meditation. The guy is an unbelievable person, and I feel honored to call him a friend. And I'm so happy he came here, and I hope listening to him the last 2 weeks, I hope you got something from it. So thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have a new yoga studio of the month coming up here next week, along with a few other things. And I've got a lot of other guests coming on. There's so much going on here on Breathe and Bounce. So stick around here. If you want to find out more, go to www.breatheandbounce.com. In the meantime, thank you so much for listening. Be well. Be happy, be peaceful. Namaste.